Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday morning, October 5th, 2022 episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. This podcast is dedicated to the public reading of the Word of God, along with some reading of some prayers and a devotion each morning. Our prayers come from the Valley of Vision, which is a collection of Puritan prayers. Our devotion is from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. We do the morning devotion for each day. And then our reading from the scriptures comes from the Legacy Standard Bible. We use that translation because it is one of the most recent, and it is the most texturally accurate to the original documentation that's out there. I've got links to in the show notes to each of the things I'm going to read today, but I also have links there so you can get hold of the hard copies. I would definitely recommend getting hold of hard copies. That way you can, so for the morning devotions I read, there is an evening devotion as well, and I would definitely recommend that to you. And for the morning prayer I do a couple of standard prayers and then a morning prayer for each day. There is an evening prayer as well, and I would definitely recommend using that to get into a mode of prayer each evening, because obviously we're called to be in prayer at all times. So they are definitely a great help from a number of godly men. That's part of why I use Valley of Vision. It helps me get in a prayerful state of mind. So that is what we do. And our Bible reading plan is a plan created by Robert Murray McShane back in the 19th century for his congregation. And it's one, as I think it says in the intro, I've been using for at least 6 years now. So it's a read the Bible in a year. So let's go ahead and get going with our reading this morning. The first thing we do, it has become our practice, is the first two prayers we do are resting on God in grace and trials, to get ourselves in a point of being more spiritually minded. It helps us, or at least it helps me, and I'm hoping it'll help you, focus on the fact that God is in control of this. He is sovereign, and that I've got to trust in Him. So, resting on God. O God, most high, most glorious, the thought of thine infinite serenity cheers me, for I am toiling and moiling, troubled and distressed. But thou art forever at perfect peace. Thy designs cause thee no fear or care of unfulfillment. They stand fast as the eternal hills. Thy power knows no bond, thy goodness no stint. Thou bringest order out of confusion, and my defeats are thy victories. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. I come to thee as a sinner with cares and sorrows, to leave every concern entirely to thee, every sin calling for Christ's precious blood. Revive deep spirituality in my heart. Let me live near to the great shepherd, hear his voice, know its tones, follow its calls. Keep me from deception by causing me to abide in the truth, from harm by helping me to walk in the power of the Spirit. Give me intenser faith in the eternal verities, burning into me by experience the things I know. Let me never be ashamed of the truth of the gospel, that I may bear its reproach, vindicate it, see Jesus as its essence, know in it the power of the Spirit. Lord, help me, for I am often lukewarm and chill. Unbelief mars my confidence. Sin makes me forget thee. Let the weeds that grow in my soul be cut at their roots. Grant me to know that I truly live only when I live to thee, that all else is trifling. Thy presence alone can make me holy, devout, strong, and happy. Abide in me, gracious God. All right, and amen. And grace and trials. Father of mercies, hear me for Jesus' sake. I am sinful even in my closest walk with thee. It is of thy mercy I died not long ago. Thy grace has given me faith in the cross, by which thou hast reconciled thyself to me and me to thee, drawing me by thy great love, reckoning me as innocent in Christ, though guilty in myself. Giver of all graces, I look to thee for strength to maintain them in me, for it is hard to practice what I believe. Strengthen me against temptations. My heart is an unexhausted fountain of sin, a river of corruption since childhood days, flowing on in every pattern of behavior. Thou hast disarmed me of the means in which I trusted, and I have no strength but in thee. Thou alone canst hold back my evil ways, but without thy grace to sustain me, I fall. Satan's darts quickly inflame me, and the shield that should quench them easily drops from my hand. Empower me against his wiles and assaults. Keep me sensible of my weakness and of my dependence upon thy strength. Let every trial teach me more of thy peace, more of thy love. Thy Holy Spirit is given to increase thy graces, and I cannot preserve or improve them unless he works continually in me. May he confirm my trust in thy promised help, and let me walk humbly in dependence upon thee, for Jesus' sake. Amen. And our fourth day morning, it's called True Christianity. Lord of heaven, thy goodness is inexpressible and inconceivable. In the works of creation, thou art almighty. In the dispensations of providence, all wise. In the gospel of grace, all love. And in thy Son, thou hast provided for our deliverance from the effects of sin, the justification of our persons, the sanctification of our natures, the perseverance of our souls in the path of life. Though exposed to the terrors of thy law, we have a refuge from the storm. Though compelled to cry unclean, we have a fountain for sin. Though creature cells of emptiness, we have a fullness accessible to all and incapable of reduction. Grant us always to know that to walk with Jesus makes other interests a shadow and a dream. Keep us from intermittent attention to eternal things. Save us from the delusion of those who fail to go far in religion, who are concerned but not converted, who have another heart but not a new one, who have light, zeal, confidence, but not Christ. Let us judge our Christianity not only by our dependence upon Jesus, but by our love to him, our conformity to him, our knowledge of him. Give us a religion that is both real and progressive, that holds on its way and grows stronger, that lives and works in the Spirit, that profits by every correction and is injured by no carnal indulgence. Amen. And our devotion for this morning, it is the morning October 5th devotion. And the scripture for this devotion is 1 Kings 19:8. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. All the strength supplied to us by our gracious God is meant for service, not for wantonness or boasting. When the prophet Elijah found the cake baked on the coals and the cruse of water placed at his head as he lay under the juniper tree, he was no gentleman to be gratified with dainty fare that he might stretch himself at his ease. Far otherwise, he was commissioned to go 40 days and 40 nights in the strength of it, journeying towards Horeb, the mount of God. When the master invited the disciples to come and dine with him, after the feast was concluded, he said to Peter, "Feed my sheep," further adding, "Follow me." Even thus it is with us. We eat the bread of heaven, that we may expend our strength in the master's service. We come to the Passover and eat of the Paschal Lamb, with loins girt and staff in hand, so as to start off at once when we have satisfied our hunger. Some Christians are for living on Christ, but are not so anxious to live for Christ. Earth should be a preparation for heaven, and heaven is the place where saints feast most and work most. They sit down at the table of our Lord, and they serve him day and night in his temple. They eat of heavenly food and render perfect service. Believer, in the strength you daily gain from Christ, labor for him. Some of us have yet to learn much concerning the design of our Lord in giving us his grace. We are not to retain the precious grains of truth as the Egyptian mummy held the wheat for ages without giving it an opportunity to grow. We must sow it and water it. Why does the Lord send down the rain upon the thirsty earth and give the genial sunshine? Is it not that these may all help the fruits of the earth to yield food for man? Even so, the Lord feeds and refreshes our souls, that we may afterwards use our renewed strength in the promotion of his glory. Okay, and our reading for the day, and I'm going to take a quick drink of coffee. Excuse me. Our chapters for today are 1 Kings 8, Ephesians 5, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 89. 1 Kings 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the fathers' households of the sons of Israel, to King Solomon in Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh from the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves to King Solomon at the feast, in the month Ethanim, which is the seventh month. Then all the elders of Israel came, and the priests carried the Ark. And they brought up the Ark of Yahweh, and the tent of meeting, and all the holy utensils, which were in the tent. And the priests and the Levites brought them up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel, who congregated to him, being with him before the ark, were sacrificing so many sheep and oxen that they could not be counted or numbered. Then the priest brought the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh to its place, into the inner sanctuary of the house, to the Holy of Holies, under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim made a covering over the ark and its poles from above. But the poles were so long that the ends of the poles could be seen from the holy place before the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen outside, and they are there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets of stone which Moses laid there at Horeb, where Yahweh cut a covenant with the sons of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. Now it happened that when the priests came out of the holy place, the cloud filled the house of Yahweh, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of Yahweh filled the house of Yahweh. Then Solomon said, Yahweh has said that he would dwell in the cloud of dense gloom. I have surely built you a lofty house, a place for your dwelling forever. Then the king turned his face around and blessed all the assembly of Israel, while all the assembly of Israel was standing. And he said, Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to my father David, and has fulfilled it by his hand, saying, Since the day that I brought my people Israel from Egypt, I did not choose a city out of all the tribes of Israel in which to build a house that my name might be there. But I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of my father David to build a house for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. But Yahweh said to my father David, Because it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the house, but your son will come forth from your loins. But your son who will come forth from your loins, he shall build the house for my name. And Yahweh has established his word which he spoke, and I have been established in place of my father David, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised, and have built the house for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. And there I have set a place for the ark, in which is the covenant of Yahweh, which he cut with our fathers when he brought them from the land of Egypt. Then Solomon stood before the altar of Yahweh, before all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands towards heaven. And he said, O Yahweh, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or upon earth beneath, keeping covenant and loving kindness to your slaves who walk before you with all their heart, who have kept with your servant, my father David, that which you have promised. Indeed, you have promised with your mouth and have fulfilled it by your hand as it is this day. So now, O Yahweh, the God of Israel, keep with your servant David, my father, that which you have promised him, saying, You shall not have a man cut off from before me who is to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your sons keep their way to walk as you have walked before me. So now, O God of Israel, let your word truly endure which you have spoken to your servant, my father David. But will God truly dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this house which I have built? Yet have regard to the prayer of your slave and to his supplication, O Yahweh my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which your slave prays before you today, that your eyes may be open toward this house night and day, toward the place of which you have said, My name shall be there, to listen to the prayer which your slave shall pray toward this place, and listen to the supplication of your slave and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Listen in heaven, your dwelling place. Listen and forgive. If a man sins against his neighbor and is made to take an oath, and he comes and takes an oath before your altar in this house, then listen in heaven and act and judge. Your slaves, condemning the wicked by bringing his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous by bringing him reward according to his righteousness. When your people Israel are defeated before an enemy, because they have sinned against you, if they turn to you again and confess your name, and pray and make supplication to you in this house, then listen in heaven, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land which you gave to their fathers. When the heavens are shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, and they pray towards this place, and confess your name, and turn from their sin when you afflict them, then listen in heaven and forgive the sin of your slaves and of your people Israel. Indeed, teach them the good way in which they should walk, and give rain on your land, which you have given to your people for an inheritance. If there is famine in the land, if there is pestilence, if there is scorching wind or mildew, locust or grasshopper, if their enemy besieges them in the land of their cities, whatever plague, whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer or supplication is made by any man or by all your people Israel, each of whom knows the affliction of his own heart and spreads his hands towards this house, then listen in heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and act and give to each according to all his ways, whose heart you know. For you alone know the hearts of all the sons of men, that they may fear you all the days that they live upon the face of the land, which you have given to your fathers. Also concerning the foreigner who is not of your people Israel, if he comes from a far country for your name's sake, for they will hear of your great name and your strong hand and of your outstretched arm. So if he comes and prays towards his house, listen in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you, in order that all the peoples of the earth may know your name, to fear you, as do your people Israel, and to know that your name is called upon this house which I have built. When your people go out to battle against their enemy, by whatever way you shall send them, and they pray to Yahweh toward the city which you have chosen and the house which I have built for your name, then listen in heaven to their prayer and their supplication and do justice. When they sin against you, for there is no man who does not sin, and you are angry with them and give them over to an enemy, so that they take them away captive to the land of the enemy, far off or near. And if they cause these things to return to their heart in the land where they have been taken captive, and return and make supplication to you in the land of those who have taken them captive, saying, we have sinned and have committed iniquity, we have acted wickedly. And if they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who have taken them captive, and pray to you toward their land, which you have given to their fathers, the city which you have chosen, and the house which I have built for your name, then listen in heaven, your dwelling place, to their prayer and their supplication, and do justice for them, and forgive your people who have sinned against you, and all their transgressions which they have transgressed against you, and give them over as objects of compassion before those who have taken them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they are your people, and your inheritance which you have brought forth from Egypt, from the midst of the iron furnace, that your eyes may be opened to the supplication of your slave and to the supplication of your people Israel, to listen to them whenever they call to you. For you have separated them from all the peoples of the earth as your inheritance, as you spoke by the hand of Moses, your servant, when you brought our fathers forth from Egypt, O Lord Yahweh. Now it happened that when Solomon had finished praying the entire prayer and supplication to Yahweh, he arose from before the altar of Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread toward heaven. And he stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be Yahweh, who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. Not one promise has failed of all his good promises, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. May Yahweh our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. May he not forsake us or abandon us, that he may incline our hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. And may these words of mine, with which I have made supplication before Yahweh, be near to Yahweh our God day and night, that he may do justice for his slave, and justice for his people Israel, as each day requires, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that Yahweh is God. There is no one else. Let your heart, therefore, be wholly devoted to Yahweh our God, to walk in his statutes, and to keep his commandments, as at this day. Now the king and all Israel with him were offering sacrifices before Yahweh, and Solomon offered for the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered to Yahweh, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the sons of Israel dedicated the house of Yahweh. On the same day, the king set apart as holy the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh, because there he offered the burnt offering and the grain offering and the fat of the peace offerings. For the bronze altar that was before Yahweh was too small to hold the burnt offering and the grain offering and the fat of the peace offering. So Solomon celebrated the feast at that time, and all Israel with him, a great assembly from Lebo Hamath to the brook of Egypt, before Yahweh our God for 7 days and seven more days, even 14 days. On the eighth day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king. Then they went to their tents with gladness and goodness of heart, because of all the goodness that Yahweh had shown to David, his servant, and to Israel, his people. All right, going to take a quick drink of coffee. All right, Ephesians 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But sexual immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints, nor filthiness and foolish talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no one sexually immoral or impure or greedy, who is an idolater, has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God came upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And do not participate in the unfruitful work of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. On account of this, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and being subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife, even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband. Ezekiel 38. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face towards Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus says Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you about and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you out and all your military force, horses and horsemen, all of them magnificently dressed, a great assembly with large shield and shield, and all of them wielding swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Put with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer with all its troops, Beth Togarma from the remote parts of the north with all its troops, many peoples with them. Be prepared and prepare yourselves, you and all your assembly that are assembled about you, and be a guard for them. After many days you will be mustered. In the last years you will come into the land that is restored from the sword, whose inhabitants have been gathered from many peoples to the mountains of Israel, which had been a continual waste. But its people were brought out from the peoples, and they are living securely, all of them. And you will go up, you will come like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the land, you and all your troops, and many peoples with you. Thus says Lord Yahweh, It will be in that day that thoughts will come into your heart, and you will devise an evil plan, and you will say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will go against those who dwell quietly, that live securely, all of them living without walls and having no bars or gates, to capture spoil and to seize plunder, to turn your hand against the waste places which are now inhabited, and against the people who are gathered from the nations, who have acquired cattle and property, who live at the center of the world. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all its young lions, will say to you, Have you come to capture spoil? Have you assembled your assembly to seize plunder, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to capture great spoil? Therefore prophesy, son of man, and say to Gog, Thus says Lord Yahweh, On that day when my people Israel are living securely, will you not know it? I think that's what it is. Will you not know it? You will come from your place out of the remote parts of the north, you and numerous peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great assembly and a numerous military force. And you will come up against my people Israel, like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the last days that I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me when I prove myself holy through you before their eyes, O Gog. Thus says Lord Yahweh, Are you the one of whom I spoke in former days by the hand of my slaves, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days for many years, that I would bring you against them? And it will be in that day when Gog comes against the land of Israel, declares Lord Yahweh, that my wrath will mount up in my anger. In my zeal and in my blazing fury, I have spoken that on that day there will surely be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. And the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the beasts of the field, all the creeping things that creep on the ground, and all the men who are on the face of the earth will quake at my presence. The mountains also will be pulled down. The steep pathways will fall, and every wall will fall to the earth. And I will call for a sword against him on all my mountains, declares Lord Yahweh. Every man's sword will be against his brother. With pestilence and with blood I will enter into judgment with him, and I will rain on him and on his troops and on the numerous peoples who are with him, a torrential rain, with hailstones, fire, and brimstone. And I will magnify myself, I will manifest myself as holy, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations, and they will know that I am Yahweh. All right, and Psalm 89. I will sing of the loving kindness of Yahweh forever. From generation to generation, I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth. For I have said, loving kindness will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. I have cut a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your seed forever, and build up your throne from generation to generation. The heavens will praise your wonders, O Yahweh, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the sky is comparable to Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty is like Yahweh? O God, greatly dreaded in the council of the holy ones, and fearsome above all those who are around him, O Yahweh, God of hosts, who is like you, O mighty Yah? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves rise, you stilled them. You yourself crushed Rahab like one who is slain. You scattered your enemies with your strong arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon sing with joy at your name. You have a mighty arm. Your hand is strong. Your right hand is exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before you. How blessed are the people who know the loud shout of joy. O Yahweh, they walk in the light of your face. In your name they rejoice all the day, and by your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the beauty of their strength, and by your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to Yahweh, and our king to the Holy One of Israel. Formerly you spoke in vision to your holy ones, and said, I have bestowed help to a mighty one. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand will be established. My arm also will strengthen him. The enemy will not deceive him, nor the son of unrighteousness afflict him, but I shall crush his adversaries before him, and strike those who hate him. My faithfulness and my loving kindness will be with him, and in my name his horn will be exalted. I shall also set his hand on the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He will call to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I also shall make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My loving kindness I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall be confirmed to him. So I will set up his seed to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Sorry. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they profane my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with striking. But I will not break off my loving kindness from him, nor deal falsely in my faithfulness. My covenant I will not profane, nor will I alter what comes forth from my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, and the witness in the sky is faithful. But you have cast off and rejected. You have been full of wrath against your anointed. You have spurned the covenant of your slave. You have profaned his crown to the ground. You have broken down all his walls. You have beset his strongholds with ruin. All who pass along the way plunder him. He has become a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies be glad. You also turned back the edge of his sword, and have not made him arise in battle. You have made him his splendor to cease, and cast his throne to the ground. You have shortened the days of his youth. You have wrapped him up with shame. How long, O Yahweh, will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember what my span of life is. For what vanity you have created all the sons of men. What man can live and not see death? Can he provide his soul escape from the power of Sheol? Where are your former loving kindnesses, O Lord, which you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, O Lord, the reproach of your slaves, how I bear in my bosom the reproach of all the many peoples, with which your enemies have reproached, O Yahweh, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be Yahweh forever. Amen and amen. All right, that's our reading for the day. Actually went a little longer than I thought it would. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. Let's go ahead and pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this time to get together this morning. Lord, we would pray that this time in your word and in prayer and devotion would edify us, would equip us, would hedge up our ways to keep us walking on the narrow path. Lord, they would set us out there so that we would walk as children of you, as adopted brothers of Christ, so that we would bring all the glory and honor to you and all that we do, Lord. Dear Lord, we would also pray for the unbeliever, that this time spent would also prepare them, that it would soften their hearts, that it would soften their souls, that it would prepare them for the work of the Holy Spirit to do a work of regeneration and salvation within them, that it would bring them, it would prepare them so that the Holy Spirit can bring them to a saving faith in Christ. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen. All right, you go out and you have yourself a wonderful day. And remember, all that you do today, do it for the glory of God. Have a good one. God bless.